Good morning. Welcome to Companies to Watch. And the spotlight is on Singtel. And we are breaking down its third quarter results that were out this morning. Here's a recap. Net profit for the first 3 months, or the 3 months ended December, is down 14% at $823 million. Operating revenue, flat, up 1% at $4.6 billion. So these are weaker than what the market was expecting. To help us make sense of these numbers, we've got Joe Ng, analyst at KGI Securities, on the line. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's not a great Valentine's Day for Singtel. Little to celebrate on the numbers. Let's get your quick overview. There were some expectations that numbers wouldn't be that great, but did you expect this type of weakness?
Yeah, I think if you look at the estimates consensus for the last over the last 12 months, it has been downgraded around 20-25%. So I think the trend is sort of expected.
Okay, so we are looking at a couple of problems, and one of the issues that were raised in the numbers were the regional associates is going through a tough time. What's happening there?
Yeah, I think there are several disputes with its Indian and Thai Association or JV. For the Indian side, the local regulator has raised its demands on Airtel Group for one-time spectrum charge levy of $1.64 billion last year. And so far, no provision has been recognized from Singtel. For the Thai, it awaits arbitration, and that amounts to around $5.1 billion.
So weakness in India and Thailand as well. Of course, Bharti Airtel in India and AIS in Thailand. So a couple of disputes happening there and dragging down the overall group numbers. So that has actually led Singtel to cut its outlook on a couple of areas. This includes Australia. And what's worth noting is its forecast for full-year EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, is now downgraded from stable to, well, to it's now expecting a decline by a low single-digit number. Joel, walk us through what's happening here. What's the outlook for Singtel?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the EBITDA numbers for the 3Q FY19, it was down 11%. And you look at the regional associates, I think it was really due to Airtel India performance, which was down. The regional associates was down around 35% to $342 million. So I think you see increased competition. But on the positive side is that if you look at the ARPU numbers for India, it's really one of the lowest in the world. It's around 1.3 to 1.4 US dollars. And so I think you should see some stabilization going forward in 2020.
So average revenue per user, or ARPU, is quite low there. If we bring it to elsewhere, back home maybe, we are seeing, well, it gave a laundry list of problems in his statement, saying people are moving from voice to data, there's margin erosion, and even high depreciation and amortization of investments by its regional associates. Walk us through these problems. How deep is it, and is there any turnaround in these areas?
Yeah, I think if you look at the first, we were hit by some forex losses. You see that the Australian dollar was down around 5% year on year, and around 1.3% quarter on quarter. If you look at Singapore numbers, it was also down, and I think that was mainly due to voice erosion, and as you mentioned, higher amortization of handset subsidies and lower equipment sales.
Okay, a lot of things to look out for. Of course, we have TPG now that Singtel has to worry about. So, Joe, its current price is now about $3. That's about a 9.5% drop from 12 months ago. Would you buy Singtel at its current price?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the dividend yield, I think at this price, its share price should be supported by the dividend yield, which is around close to 6%, 5.9% going forward. And I think the share price will be supported, but I think investors will have to take a longer investment horizon as upside may be capped by the weakness in its regional associates and the uncertainty on the disputes in India and Thailand.
Okay, just to wrap things up, we have a target price before the earnings release at 357. That's a theoretical upside of 20%. But I guess, Joe, you can expect this to be downgraded?
Yeah, I think we should see further downgrades, even though there's probably upside of 15% according to consensus estimates. But I think you should see further downgrades in the from the street.
All right, thank you so much, Joel. We've been speaking with Joel Ng, analyst at KGI Securities, and zooming in on the results for Singtel for its third quarter results.